So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the halacha of psak, setting a price before a purchase, and cites the following incident. Someone told his friend, if I ever sell this land, I will sell it to you. And Rashi adds, they performed the kinyan to confirm their agreement. However, he then sold it to another person. Rabbi Yosef ruled, the first person, the promised recipient, acquires the land. However, Abaye asks, why? They did not agree upon a price, and so he was not truly committed, as our Mishnah ruled. If someone sells wine to a non-Jew, and then the non-Jew measured out the wine before they set the price, the seller may not benefit from the money, because if they did not agree to a price, they're not truly committed to the purchase, and so the wine became Yain Nesach, while still owned by the Jew, and the money is proceeds of Yain Nesach. So in this case, the second person should get it. However, the Gemara answers, Dimachum the Yain Nesach Shani. Perhaps we're only stringent regarding Yain Nesach, but we usually do not require Psak. The Gemara cites another Mishnah as proof. Mashach Amar V'Payel L'Vechnis Notech Beisei. If a buyer performs Meshicha on workers carrying produce he wants to purchase, Bein Pasak Atshlei Madad, or Bein Madad Atshlei Pasak Loikana, V'Shnei Nechayin Lachz Behen. Whether or not they previously agreed to a price, he does not acquire the produce because Meshicha is not effective on people, even regarding the produce they are carrying, and either party can renege on the deal. However, Pirkan Vechnisan Latech Besa, if he unloaded the produce and brought them into his house, it depends. Pasak Atshlei Madad, Ein Shnei Nechayin Lachz Behen. Madad Atshlei Pasak, Shnei Nechayin Lachz Behen. If they had agreed to a price, he acquires the produce and neither party can renege on the deal. But if they did not yet agree to a price, he does not acquire the produce and either party can renege on the deal. Here we see clearly Meshicha b'lei pisuk lo kanya. Meshicha is not effective if they had not yet agreed to a price. Zok the Mishnah. Not less a mashpich, u'madad l'tech tzlechisa shel evi kechavim, v'chazer u'madad l'tech tzlechisa shel Yisrael. If a wine merchant used a funnel to pour wine for a non-Jew and then used the same funnel to pour wine for a Jewish customer, if the funnel retains some wine in its base, the Jew's wine is forbidden since it is mixed with some of the wine poured for the non-Jew. The Gemara cites the following ruling of Rav Huna. If two pools of liquid are joined through nitzik, a vertical stream of liquid, or through ketafres, some liquid flowing down an incline, or through mashket tefeach, a damp area, they're considered connected regarding yayin nesach, so that if one is yayin nesach, the other also becomes forbidden as yayin nesach. Likewise, if one pours yayin into a vessel containing yayin nesach, the wine in the upper vessel becomes forbidden. The Gemara cites our Mishnah as proof. Not less a mashpech u'madad l'tech tzlichisa shal oibik echavim, v'chazer u'mad l'tech tzlichisa shal Yisrael, im yesh bo yakev es yayin aser. The Jew's wine is forbidden because it is mixed with some of the wine poured for the non-Jew. Now, how did the leftover wine in the funnel become aser? Apparently because nitzik chibur, a vertical stream of liquid, connects the wine in both vessels, and so the wine in the base of the funnel became aser from the yayin nesach in the non-Jew's bottom vessel, and it now mixes with the Jew's wine. The Gemara rejects this proof, because the Mishnah can be interpreted to be discussing a case of where shepechasas leitzlechisai. He poured wine for the non-Jew until his vessel filled up, and the wine backed up into the funnel. Therefore, it was not merely connected, but literally one body of liquid, and so it all became yayin nesach. The Gemara next cites our Mishnah's continuation as proof. Hama'ara mikli al kli, as she'ir mimenu mutter, bes she'ir l'techa aser. If one pours kosher wine from one vessel into another vessel that contains yayin nesach, the wine in the vessel he poured from is still permitted while the wine in the vessel he poured into is forbidden. The Gemara assumes that a Jew is pouring, and so it infers, ha'debeni beni aser, sh'mamino nitzik chibur. The wine in the upper vessel is permitted, but the wine in between that was already poured is forbidden even before it lands in the lower vessel of yayin nesach, presumably because its stream is connected to the yayin nesach. While digavei demonole mitzvah dekom miktav ketufi, the wine still in the upper vessel remains permitted because he poured in small increments and the wine inside was never connected in one stream to the yayin esach. However, the Gemara points out that the Mishnah concludes v'she'ir l'toichei aser, the wine in the bottom utensil is forbidden, and we can infer ha'debeni beni shari, the wine that is in between the two vessels is permitted. Therefore, the Gemara concludes mehal lekalamash, meaning that we cannot draw a valid proof from this part of the Mishnah either. The Gemara then cites a brisa as proof, hama'ar mechavis labar. If one pours from a barrel into a cistern, the stream of liquid that left the barrel is forbidden, presumably because it is connected to the yayin nesach in the bar. However, the Gemara rejects this proof as well, because the Brisa is discussing a case where a non-Jew poured, and the wine is forbidden since he poured it. Nevertheless, the wine still in the barrel is permitted because koich de bekechav midrabbanan hu di aser. Wine that is poured by the power of the non-Jew, but he did not touch it, is only prohibited midrabbanan, and they only prohibited whatever left the barrel, but not what remained inside. The Gemara records a related incident. Someone was siphoning wine from one barrel into another by connecting two tubes at an angle and drawing out the wine through suction. A non-Jew placed his hand on one end of the tube, touching the wine. Asrei Rava lekuli chama. Rava ruled that all of the wine is forbidden. The Gemara offers two explanations. Nitzak chiber, a vertical stream is a connection. Kuli chamra, a gishtu vas gishtu gar. As Rashi explains, shari me'elav oila, v'havali kenegeya b'chavis mamash, t'havili kechavis arichta. Once he created the suction, the tube would automatically siphon up all the wine, and so they're truly connected and considered like one vessel. A related halacha, kenishkenin dekadem pasig Yisrael shari. It is permitted for a Jew to drink together with a non-Jew from separate spigots of the same utensil, provided that the Jew stops drinking first. However, kadem pasig abikachavim lai. If the non-Jew stops drinking first, it is prohibited because the wine in his spigot, which is now yayin esach, will then flow back into the barrel.